Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, November 14th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Pickle Day. This tangy tradition celebrates crunchy cucumbers transformed by brine, with stories of jarred delights savored at picnics, deli counters, and family kitchens across the country. Grab a jar, invite friends for a pickle tasting, share laughs, learn a recipe or two, and toast to briny bliss. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 26 degrees with 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:21 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:35. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high near 46 and a light northwest wind around 12 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 29 and a gentle northwest breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be just after 6:30 with the low tide at 12:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 53 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be sunny with a high near 45 and a west wind around 9 miles per hour. Rain moves in Saturday night with a low near 37 and an 80 to 90% chance of precipitation. Then Sunday will be partly sunny with highs near 54 and west winds 8 to 14 miles per hour, gusting to 24. West winds remain gusty Sunday night into Monday with lows in the low 30s and highs around 44 on Monday. Then Tuesday turns mostly sunny with highs near 47 and lighter west winds. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Massachusetts State Police are making a significant change in how they handle fleeing vehicles with innovative technology. Troopers can now deploy a GPS tracking device from their cruiser, allowing them to track, rather than chase, a suspect's vehicle. Trooper Colton Leary explained that activating the device is as simple as hitting arm and launch, which allows for real-time updates on the vehicle's location. This method significantly reduces the dangers associated with high-speed chases, which can be hazardous for both officers and the public. Currently, 30 police vehicles are equipped with this system, which has a 70% success rate in attachment. Now on to sports. New England Patriots rookie running back Travion Henderson has made the most of his opportunity, filling in for injured starter Ramondre Stevenson, who has missed the past three games because of a toe injury. Henderson's two touchdown runs and one receiving touchdown helped the Patriots to a 27-14 victory over the New York Jets on Thursday night, sparking the question on whether he might assume a larger role when Stevenson returns. The Patriots improved to 9 wins and 2 losses with the win, the best record in the NFL, and won their 8th in a row. Henderson became the second rookie in Patriots history to have multiple rushing touchdowns in consecutive games. He has seen his playing time more than double during the past 3 weeks with Stevenson out. The Jets have failed to intercept a pass for 10 straight games, tying the longest such streak in NFL history. In local sports, Tim Stutzel scored twice in the third period, leading the Ottawa Senators to a victory over the Bruins, 5-3, ending Boston's 7-game win streak. Dylan Cozens and Claude Giroux Each had a goal and an assist for Ottawa, while Shane Pinto scored shortly after signing a 4-year extension. Morgan Geekie had a goal and an assist for the Bruins, with David Pastrnak and Mark Kastelic also finding the net. Pastrnak's goal marked his 11th of the season and the 402nd of his career, tying him with Rick Middleton for 5th in franchise history. The Bruins will face Montreal Saturday. In top news, Disney Chief Financial Officer Hugh Johnston is ready to go 12 rounds, maybe 15, in the ongoing carriage negotiations with YouTube TV. Johnston stated on CNBC that his company is ready to go as long as they want to. This statement comes as reports indicated that discussions between the two media giants have become more productive. Johnston believes that claims about legacy media losing marketplace strength are an exaggeration. He added that Disney has built a hedge into its guidance, anticipating potential dollar impacts. Disney Chief Executive Officer Bob Iger emphasized the importance of closing a timely deal to ensure uninterrupted service for consumers. Disney's streaming profits grew, with Disney Plus adding 3.8 million subscribers. The company plans to invest $1 billion more in content in 2026 than in 2025. In business news, Bitcoin has fallen to its lowest level in 6 months, deepening its bear market as long-term holders stepped up their selling. The largest cryptocurrency was down 3.4% to $98,308, marking its lowest point since May 8th, according to Dow Jones Market data. It is now trading around 22% below its record high of $126,273 reached on October 6. Long-term holders, defined as those who held Bitcoin for over 155 days, sold roughly 815,000 Bitcoins in the past 30 days. Analysts noted that the Bitcoin market remains in an extremely bearish phase, potentially signaling a shift in market sentiment. The overall cautious investor sentiment and liquidity drain during the recent government shutdown likely contributed to Bitcoin's weakness. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 8% for the week to about $98,000. Ethereum is down 12% to just under $3,200. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.29. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Google's DeepMind has cracked a century-old physics mystery using artificial intelligence. Scientists have long struggled to predict how fluids behave, especially their chaotic nature. DeepMind's breakthrough offers valuable insights into fluid dynamics. DeepMind researchers identified new unstable singularities across three fluid dynamics equations. This advancement may enhance our understanding of turbulence, which affects everything from aircraft drag to blood flow. While not revolutionary, it is a meaningful step forward in mathematical physics. In entertainment news, legendary documentary filmmaker Ken Burns has been trying to tell the story of America for 10 years. He emphasizes the importance of a complicated origin story rather than a superficial one. Burns is promoting his latest documentary, The American Revolution, premiering on Public Broadcasting Service ahead of America's 250th anniversary in 2026. The six-part series is narrated by Peter Coyote and features voices of celebrities like Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. Schmidt notes that the revolution was not just about independence, but was incredibly violent. Wernz believes knowing our origin story can unite us. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Les Brown. And he said, "Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.